folks, and welcome to Notcast episode 345, Squalor. AKA what my office is in post-con and having to clean out my car. I'm Saverin.
Hi, I'm Fuzzwolf.
And we're back from Fiesta in one piece. Shiva has the crud, and so she's not joining us this week. We told her to stay away. It has been another magical week. We have survived Fiesta. We are back in one piece. It was a huge success. This year was really great in terms of, like, shit not catching fire.
The cockatrice went missing.
The what?
The cockatrice.
Oh, it's here somewhere.
There it is.
I see. Yeah.
I had him sitting on the microphone stand, okay. And when it got bumped around, I guess.
Yeah, again, my office is kind of a mess because we got back from con, and I got most everything filed back, but I also had to clean out the junk that was in my car.
Yeah.
And there was just, like, crap that I needed to throw away.
Like the chicken wing.
Yep. Spare chicken wings, emergency tacos, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to do just a purge of stuff. Like, oh no, Nightmare Moon's fallen over.
Yes.
So
cut the nut with her bay chrysalis.
Yep. Evil hooks up, right?
Mm-hmm. Try it. That's why it's more fun.
So, Fuzz, I gotta ask, are you friends with women?
I am, yeah.
Okay, do you eat
pussy?
You eat meals with women?
I have been known to eat meals with women.
That you're not married to?
That I'm not married to.
You monster. How dare you? Hey. How do you resist the urge to helicopter your dick and say, I want?
So you usually eat in public?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so in Twitter in-joke, that'll probably be old hat by the time the episode comes out, which is to say, tomorrow, like, some things like Pence, some government...
It was Mike Pence.
It was Mike Pence doesn't go to... He doesn't trust himself to be alone around women and doesn't go to things that serve alcohol unless his wife is with them.
Because he'll just be overcome with the incredible urge to mate.
And, like, he
gets pawned far
to dinner. His wife, as she's, like, mother. As, like, because she is the mother of his kids, I guess, and he refers to her as mother. And he probably says it in a weird Indiana accent. Some other, you know, this is obviously, it's the talking point, so there's various other right-wing dipshits.
Yeah.
And it's like, but what if you're bi? You know, you can't eat meals with anybody. I'm so hungry. Please help me. It really...
can only eat meals with asexuals.
Oh, they're constant eating machines. They eat nothing. They're the destroyer of worlds. That is the truth. Asexuals are going to eat humanity and...
Okay. That's just the latest stupid fucking thing. And he said that with a smile on his face as he signed some bill... You know, allowing states to defund Planned Parenthood, which here in our own state, Texas's, like, infant mortality and shit like that has skyrocketed since they defunded Planned Parenthood. So,
yeah, you know, what do you know?
Good job.
Good job, dipshits.
Yeah.
Michael Flynn also wanting to testify in exchange for immunity. Huh. Wonder what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
Odds are he'll probably get killed by Russians, the way things are going around now. But
who the fuck knows?
He could be the first domino to getting rid of our little Cheeto. Saw that today, and I'm like, fucking nice.
I'm kind of checking out of politics.
Yeah. At this point, it gets really tiring.
You know,
like, what horrible bullshit.
I want to stay informed and stuff, and I'll still get that occasionally, but, like, I've muted a bunch of shit.
No, I don't blame you.
On Twitter.
And, like, I've curated a lot of who I follow.
Yeah, and I just need a break, you know?
Understandable.
I'm sure I'll still check out, like, John Oliver or something occasionally, or Samantha Bee, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I got too much shit going on in my life right now, you know? We're entering tax time, so I'm going to have to deal with that, and...
But, yeah, the tweet, the exact thing is, like, as a bisexual, I'm unable to go out for meals with anyone. Socializing a nightmare. Please help. I am hungry.
For the poor bisexual.
Yep.
Of which I am one.
And I also have to say that regarding Palmer Luckey, after being involved in the Trump trolling and the lawsuit against him, I'd say it was pretty lucky that Facebook didn't Palmer him off earlier.
So Saverin had to, like, give me a 411 on...
Yeah, Palmer Luckey is a really smart guy. Also responsible for a lot of the meme trolling around the last election. Mm-hmm. And big Trump supporter who opened his fucking mouth and helped tank the Oculus brand really hard. And now, like, he got, like, a $50 million judgment against him for something stupid he did. And so Facebook is like, yo, get the fuck out.
What did he actually do? Did you find out?
I don't know. I sent the link to Panther, and he was like, I'm surprised that didn't happen earlier.
Did he helicopter his dick in Mike Pence's face?
Yeah.
In a fucking Minnesota airport bathroom or something?
Yeah, let's see. Leaving the company, Palmer's legacy, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to find... He's only 24. That's the thing.
Jesus.
He reluctantly... admitted to helping fund an internet trolling group supporting Donald Trump. He apologized and has been largely out of sight since then, although he testified in a lawsuit against Oculus by gaming company ZeniMax, which won a $50 million judgment against him. So, yeah. I remember what that was. John Carmack was formerly at ZeniMax and brought a bunch of his tech over to Oculus, which he shouldn't have done.
Right. He probably signed some kind of non-compete clause or an NDA or something.
And, like, John Carmack is a really brilliant dude. Excellent coder. Not so smart other ways.
Yeah.
Bit of a savant. And, ZeniMax wanted, like, $400 million plus, like, an embargo on any selling any further Oculus units.
Yeah.
And shit like that. Yeah. Like, they were within their rights, but they only, quotation mark, got $50
million. Mm.
This guy, like, he was... And
Facebook has fucking billions. They can afford it. Which I guess it's up to them to pay because they bought Oculus, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't I'm never going to get an Oculus judgment against
it's against the guy. It's Oculus, against,
right.
But he was party to it, so
yeah,
they kind of blamed him for recruiting him, I guess?
Yeah.
I don't even know, but it's like, oh, that dude's out. Only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Now he's going to go do, you know, if he wants to go troll people and spout memes, I guess he can go start a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Yep. So, in other news...
Oh, in other news, I got a new phone.
You got a new phone, that's right.
I'm now part of the iPhone Brotherhood.
iPhone. The wrong podcast, Buzz.
What?
This isn't some pony show. It's not an iPhone, it's an iPhone.
I said iPhone, didn't I? Or did I...
You mumbled, but it's okay.
I mumbled? Okay.
It's funny.
iPhone. I got myself... it's a refurb. It's a 6S Plus from my big fat fingers. So I've used iOS before in that I have an iPad, but this is my first time actually owning an iPhone. I got it in rose gold because I am comfortable with my masculinity.
You got one of them gay phones.
It's a pretty color. So
they really are.
And I like it. I want to get the dock, even though I'd never have cause to use it, just because I can get one in matching color, and it would look kind of cool. I probably won't, though. But I have to say, I quite like it. Obviously, does some things different. Of course, I installed Google Maps, because I've been told by more than one person that Apple Maps kind of sucks. And in fact, I was driving with a friend who was using Apple Maps to navigate, and we were just going all the fuck over the place. Like, I had no idea where we were going.
Take a right. Now go to the moon.
Yeah. So I put Google Maps back on there. But other shit, it does really well. I've noticed that the keyboard is a lot more accurate. Like, I make fewer mistakes, or maybe it's just more intuitive as to what I'm trying to type, but I can type a lot faster on it and a lot more accurately. I'm not sure how the fingerprint thing compares to Android, because my Android phone didn't have the hardware for that, but I do quite like using the fingerprint unlock as opposed to the pattern or a passcode or whatever. So
nice.
That's kind of nice, yeah. And it just has a good form factor. Like, it feels good in the hand. It seems I'm pretty happy with it so far. Yeah. That's my review of the I don't know, like a 3-year-old iPhone, I guess, whenever the 6S came out. Well, yeah, I got a pretty good price on it, I think. It's the 16-gig model I got for $400. Which is about
or anything, so
yeah, it's unlocked. And that was like 100 and something less than the refurbs being offered on Apple's website. Because I went through Amazon where they have, but they have certified refurbers. So you have to have like a good standing with Amazon for Amazon to be like, okay, this is cool.
You're good to go.
And it still comes with a 90-day warranty. So if they had sold me a lemon, hopefully within 3 months of use, any issues that I have with it will pop up.
Hopefully so.
So I feel pretty confident in my purchase. So, but yeah, it's working pretty well.
Nice. But going back to the Fiesta thing, so we had 3,225 attendees this year, or 3,325. We gained 512.
Yeah, 3,325.
So we gained 512 attendees, which is cool.
Yep, that's
we a raised $23,000 for care.
That's a lot of money
for the kitties.
Yeah,
that's like 110,000 lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good. There was no major issues at the hotel this year. Everybody was really well behaved, which is always nice.
Yeah.
Like there's usual like, oh, you know, someone got drunk and threw up in the elevator. That shit happens, but like nobody broke shit.
Yeah,
which is great.
And there was only like one EMS issue, and it was a completely...
Yeah, it wasn't connected to us.
It wasn't like a drug overdose or anything like that. So.
Which is always nice, because inevitably, you know, as we get bigger, EMS is going to show up occasionally, but
yeah.
It was thankfully not something major this time. This was Path's last year, so he stepped down as chairman, and we have a new one,
Sable
Griffin. It took me a second, like, Squawk, oh, yeah, that guy.
Gilda's brother.
Right.
Yeah.
A good Griffin. And we're moving Fiesta down to the Hyatt Regency Reunion Tower, I think it is?
Yep.
It's under the big ball on the Dallas skyline.
Yeah. It's the big series of glass towers next to the reunion ball.
And it's actually relatively close to, like, the Dallas Convention Center, too.
Yeah, actually... The Dallas Convention Center, I know, is walking distance from Union Station. Wait, no, it's not. There's Convention Center Station, my bad.
Yeah, okay.
But I think it's only like one or two stops beyond Union.
Mm-hmm.
And the new hotel has an underground passageway leading to Union Station.
Yeah, so you can...
So you'll be like close by DART. Oh, and an Oklahomafer pointed out, oh, sweet, we could take the train down there next year.
Yep.
Which is... very true, because the Amtrak
goes to Union Station.
So you can Amtrak down there and then get walk your bags and walk, you know, the passageway over to the hotel.
Keo made a video of it. He and Avery went down to check it out.
Cool.
And, like, to walk very casually from the train platform to the basement of the hotel is 3 minutes.
Not bad, not bad.
And it's completely covered.
Yeah, and there's a lot more shit to do downtown than there used to be. There's a lot of different restaurants and stuff down there. I'm not on staff or anything anymore, but I would suggest that, like, folks probably should reach out to the restaurants and stuff in the immediate area and be like, hey, you guys need to stay open this one weekend.
Yep.
Because there's going to be, you know,
a bunch of hungry furries.
3,000 hungry people down here, and, you know, they can point to what happened in Pittsburgh as an example.
Yep.
You know, and that completely changed their economy for that weekend. You know, all of the Pittsburgh back in the day, that first year, those stores and restaurants were open Monday to Friday, and they closed at 6 o'clock.
And not anymore.
And they got so fucking pounded on that Friday, like the following year, I guess they probably talked to Anthrocon or Anthrocon reached out. But the following year, they started opening on the weekend, and more places started doing that as time went by. And now it's like 6 blocks away, there are restaurants open on the weekend because Anthrocon's in town, you know?
Yeah, I mean, to tell you what, even the subway that was across the way, last time I went to Anthrocon, like, I ate there twice a day, probably.
Yeah.
It was breakfast every day, minimum.
You'd have a hard time doing that now because...
They run out of shit?
It's packed all the time.
Yeah.
I think they know to order up now, but it's just like line 40 people deep.
Oh, yeah, know? I'm sure.
Yeah.
Also, I got to say big props to Zirian for being a major help this weekend.
Cool.
So he was assigned to Vendor Hall, and he was helping out Shiva. But like whenever he was off duty, he was like chilling with me in the Vigigame room and helping out. And I got to hand that thing off to him. It actually did have a few staffers this year, and it ran really smooth. Our Smash tournament raised a few hundred dollars for the kitties.
Yeah, I saw her. I talked to a couple people at a party that were like, where's Saffron? I haven't seen him. And I was like, he's the video game staff, man. He's been in the game room all weekend.
Yep. We had a dude bring a six-player. Well, it was a couple people that combined their kits to make a six-player setup for Rock Band.
Mm-hmm.
So you have two guitars, drummer, and three vocalists. And it went well. I only heard Bohemian Rhapsody six times that weekend.
Did you do what you were threatening and set up a jar?
No, because the guy brought his 360, or not, but his Xbox One, and he had every single song plus a shitload of deal. He had like 698 songs on his machine. And like he had more, but because it didn't have internet, they can't like check license on them.
Yeah.
Because the rights management around Rock Band is kind of a nightmare. Most songwriters are like, yeah, sure, whatever, and they license it out. But some of them are like, you got to, like, double-check the DLC download. That's why I had some issues with some of the DLC on my machines. They were like, yo, we need to call home to check this shit.
And it seems like music rights are a little bit of a clusterfuck.
Oh, they totally are.
Regard. But I know from one angle, it's pretty easy. Like, I was talking to Lenny at Sublevel 3 about their covers album, and, like, the vast majority of all songwriting, the writing credits, are all go through this one agency. So you go through this one agency and you're like, here's the 13 songs that we want to cover on our album. And then you pay whatever amount it is and you're good to go. But there is a couple that aren't in that. Quite and that. I guess you have to hunt them down. But at least from that regard, it's easy. But then with something like Rock Band, you're dealing with the IP of the game and the system and the music.
Yeah, it's a mess. But everything went really well, and my gaming room went really well. Some dude even brought an N64. We had a EverCart, which is basically, it's a N64 cartridge that interfaces with the system like a traditional cartridge, but it basically runs emulated code so you can run all the different games off of it.
Oh, okay.
There are people that actually willingly played Mario Party. Weirdos, but it went really well, and everybody played super nice, and everybody got all their systems back in one piece, which is always nice. I mean, I've never had any problems thus far, but it's still one of those things you never know.
Yeah,
hell, I even got to play Zelda. I think I talked about it a little bit, maybe,
possibly,
because I had to set up the Wii U's.
Yeah,
I had to play Smash Brothers for a while to unlock everybody, but I was like, I'm gonna take this opportunity and play Zelda. I actually went and purchased a retail copy of Zelda, $60, and I played it like 25 hours in the course of the week running up to the con, in addition to, you know, whatever else I was doing. And that game was just, again, fucking amazing, super fun. The most entertaining thing I think I saw, like, I would say, like, this was right up there at the top. I mean, I'm exploring and do all this crazy shit and all this fun stuff, but there's assassins that are out to get Link for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. They're like, Ganon cultus or something. And it's a lightning storm, and I'm running across this beach, and I've divested myself of any metal armor, and I've got a wooden bat on my back, and I'm not really geared to fight anything big, but I'm not going to get struck by fucking lightning.
Also, your bat is damaged.
Yes. And
at least it was every time I saw you play it. It's like,
but
your shit is badly damaged.
It's gonna break. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, if they didn't make things out of like balsa and tinfoil.
It's the most fun that you can have without having dinner with a married woman.
Yep. I'm on this beach in the storm, and this assassin pops out. He's like, I've got bananas for sale. And talk to him. He's like, now die. And he pops out. And motherfucker busts out his sickle, which is like the weapon that these guys wield.
Mm-hmm.
It's made of metal.
Yeah.
In a lightning storm.
Oh.
So whenever whenever you're about to get struck by lightning, you get these little sparks that are coming off your weapon. It's a warning to, yo, put your shit away, change your weapon. And I'm just getting soaked wet, but I don't have any metal on me. And this guy does his little teleport away and is like running towards me and like,
nice,
just vaporized. And like he drops his money and a couple bananas and his sickle. And I'm just like, thanks, nature. It's just cool shit like that is the order of the day.
Nice.
I rode a bear. I rode a deer.
Fuck you, I'm riding a bear.
I got a couple horses that was running around.
Mm-hmm.
It's super fantastic.
Link in his menagerie of animals.
Yeah. And what's funny is that anytime you there's a couple of like like a unicorn, there's a nightmare, you can ride a bear, you can ride deer, does, like multiple animals.
A female deer?
Yes. If you take them to the stable, they're like, yo, that's not a horse. Hey, that's not a horse. That's a bear. What are you doing? And if you try to bring the nightmare, it's like, I'm not going to stable that. It'd eat my other horses.
So I'm assuming it's some sort of demonic horse?
Yeah, it's actually a skeletal horse.
Oh, cool.
Like a skeletal ghost horse. And it's just like, nice. The fuck are you doing? No. Ugh, you guys suck. Why can't you stable my bear here?
So they don't let you even
know? No,
you,
they don't.
Aw.
It's like, but...
Okay, fine, but it'll cost you 2 bits extra.
Why can't I be bear cavalry? This sucks. So that was a lot of fun. Also, Night in the Woods, we finished up our gameplay of that.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like 8.5 hours, I think, total, start to finish, but it's all up on my YouTube channel now, and yeah. it's actually getting pretty decent views relative to my other gaming content, which is always nice.
Cool.
And I even did a bonus review. There's this dude who wrote this fairly lengthy review of the game
that, about
how the occultic bullshit in Night in the Woods is just so heavy. And I had a lot of fun reading it very bombastically. I don't get the full Alex Jones experience, but I felt pretty bombastic about it. And then I made a fun video with lots of visual aids. I suggest you go check it out. I'm going to put it in the show notes because it really is quality. You know, I spent time making it.
I listened to the audio that you had sent me on Telegram. I haven't actually seen the video yet.
Oh, I got
to
show you that, man. It is some quality shit.
Oh, God.
Because I have iMovie 10, it's not that robust of a video editor.
Mm-hmm.
It still worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I even put like the ooky spooky like dramatic music underneath it, so it sounds like some sort of conspiracy. Not quite, but it's like one of those conspiracy theory videos where they talk mm-hmm. about, you know, the
dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, the lizard people are working with the Jews to fluoridate our water. Night dun, in the dun. Woods promotes fluoridization. And also ham panthers. Yeah. It was stuff like that, and it was really fun. I'm really glad I played that game, and there's stuff I haven't seen yet.
You know all the foggy, cloudy scenes in the dream sequences? Chemtrails.
Oh, my God. One last thing also today. Signed the Nightmare Nights contract with the hotel. Flashed ourselves to the wheel yet again.
I guess it's happening again.
It's happening again.
Yay.
Vendor Ridge begins April 22nd.
Okay.
So if you want, if you're a pony fan, I don't imagine I have terribly many pony vendors that want to vend at Nightmare Nights, but you never know. It's one of those things where, like, that was most of today was like, okay, we've finally pulled the trigger on this fucker. I guess I have to get back to work on doing some things.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had our first round of flyers available at
BabsCon.
At Fiesta, actually.
Fiesta, sorry.
BabsCon's 2 weeks from now, so we can just FWA. Right. So I'm going to take flyers to FWA, and I'm going to give a bunch of flyers to dudes that are going to BabsCon.
Because
I'm going out there with Tyrion.
Yep.
I'm going to be his table wench. And yeah, that's about it.
Yep.
Like, shit's.
Well, we sold some books.
Yeah, you sold some books. You had a good con.
Yeah, it's all right. The sales were down, but the dealer's room increased in size by 40%.
Yeah.
So when we look at it in a like dollar per attendee kind of way, it's going to be about the same. So I'm fine with it. This con has always been really good for us,
and it's a super low overhead.
Yeah, like, whoo, I had to drive 10 whole minutes.
Yep. You know? And for my parents, this is like, they said, this is one of the top 5 shows we've ever done. Yeah,
I'm really happy they were having a good con. Yeah.
Yeah.
I ran into your dad on the way.
They've also applied to vend at Free Invasion, the one in San Antonio.
Yeah.
First weekend of October. They're like, we like going to cons. Should we try to vend at MFM? I'm like,
we'll see why not. Well, I mean, it's a smaller event.
Smaller event, and I'm pretty sure their vendor hall's already full, but
I don't know.
I don't know.
They sometimes have some spots open kind of late on.
Yeah, bit of a drive.
But it's also, it's a much further. How far do they usually drive?
They try to stay in Texas. That's in North Mississippi.
Yeah, it's an 8-hour drive.
Yeah, I don't think it's really a good fit for them, but they're like, we really like going to conventions.
Yeah.
We like all the weird kids. Mm-hmm. And actually, they're trying to get a spot at HavenCon.
Oh, okay.
Because they talked to the organizer, and he's like, yeah, we had a couple people not confirm their tables, and so we put you on the wait list at the top, so maybe we'll hopefully get you in.
Okay,
which cool. is like, okay, cool. And she's like, my mom was like, you can help me, too, at HavenCon. I'm like, I'll split my... split things between you and Fuzz, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, you could probably help them most of the time, because I'll have Zia.
Oh, yeah, Zia's coming.
Yeah. Cool. So it might be one of those things, like, if one of us takes a lunch or something,
yeah,
drop in and out or whatever.
But that way they can handle everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, my parents really love conventions, and they're like, if we can get into a con, we're going to try.
That's cool that's a good market for them.
Yeah. And
I bet you a lot of these other craft people aren't doing that.
So. Oh, yeah.
They got the inside track.
There. Yep. And they're like, I'm sure we'll get into Nightmare Nights, right? Yes, Mom, you'll get into Nightmare Nights. I would be in so much trouble if I didn't. Nepotism. Gasp.
Mm.
Oh, a missive from Panther. You have to transport Pence, his wife, and another woman across the river, but your boat can only hold two.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
It's the duck, lettuce, wolf thing.
Oh, so speaking of nephewtism,
uh-huh.
I'm not having one. I'm having a niece.
Gasp.
My sister found out.
Cool.
So
you can be the weird uncle.
Yes, yes. Now I have slightly more information than I did before.
Huzzah.
I'm still cool. Basically going to, like, flood the kid with books either way, so...
Oh, yeah. It's like, guess what, kid? You're going to get an appreciation for Doctor Who books and Star Trek, and, let me give you this clean, furry anthology.
Yeah, like,
Happy birthday, kid. Have some Fang.
Siani's doing with Roar? His, I think, niece? Yeah, not little sister. So I think niece or younger cousin. She's been, like, reading his non-adult sci-fi furry books and stuff
nice.
Like that, so, yeah.
As you do.
Yep. Gotta spread the love of reading.
All right. Well, so I think that really wraps up most of our, like, bullshit to talk about.
Okay.
Oh, my PC's back working again. It took, like, a month.
Oh, yeah.
So, basically, my water block died. And put in for an RMA, and, like, Zentra put it in to cross-ship it, so they put a hold on his card. And literally it took them a month because they ran out of stock at their facility and had to wait for the next shipment to get in from China.
Oh, jeez. That's
so I didn't have my PC active for a month.
That sucks.
And then when we put everything in, the computer wouldn't boot at all. And we're like, oh, God, what's going on? What's going on? So he literally stripped it down to just a RAM stick and the processor and the board. Like, he took everything else on. He's like, okay, yeah. We're going to troubleshoot this shit.
Because there could have been a conflict.
It could have been everything. Like, something went wrong.
Yeah.
And it was just a loose RAM stick.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was just simple. It's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
And so we just put it all back together. But, yeah, I can play video games in 60 frames a second now. Again.
Yay.
It's really bad, though, because, like, doing LFR and WoW, stuff would go down to, like, 15 frames a second sometimes lower. My screen would freeze trying to...
I'm just playing with my phone.
So. During some shit, so I would die for stupid reasons because my game froze briefly. I mean, that's just how it is. It's an older machine. It's nearly 6 now. But, oh God. But now I'm back on having my good machine, and my iMac is back to being the audio recording only rig.
Yeah, it's a pretty decent resolution camera.
Oh, yeah. The cameras on those are really good. But I got to go back and play a bit of Elite Dangerous today. I've been missing that game. Space Truckin'. Woo!
Space Truckin'.
Yeah, I found a really good system that's like, it's a system pair at like the edge of, the fringe of inhabited space, right? Mm. Like, it's like a Federation outpost of two systems right next to each other in like a cluster of red dwarf stars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the route, it was, like, 500 light years from where I was, so it took me a while to get there.
Yeah.
And the route, thankfully, is like, okay, you've got about 5 jumps of just red dwarfs and non-main sequence stars. Okay, and here's one that you can actually scoop off of, your fuel scoop, and get hydrogen off a star.
Oh, so you can't get fuel from red dwarfs?
from red dwarfs, brown dwarfs. Like, there's stars of class K, G, B, F, O, A, and M are all you can scoop the hydrogen off of.
Okay.
But stars that are certain stars are like they don't have enough hydrogen to scoop off, or they're not fusing hydrogen.
That was the kind of fuel consumption that was outlawed in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were scooping off of stars and causing them to die.
Yeah.
No.
Because they discovered that star was actually a living creature.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully none of the stars are really dangerous living creatures.
You're fucking killing stars, dude.
Oh, well, my little thing only has a 16-ton fuel tank, so if stealing less than 16 tons of fuel is enough to kill the star, then I'm in trouble.
Yeah, maybe not once, but if you keep doing it over and over.
Yeah, true.
In bigger people take more, yep. I guess. I don't know.
But
it's like, also, do you have that problem that the Enterprise has? Where, like, in one of the later seasons of Next Generation, the scientists discovered that traveling at high warp was actually permanently damaging local subspace.
Yeah.
So they had to, like, they were forced to not go faster than warp 5 unless it's like an extreme emergency or something like that.
Yeah. I don't have that issue, thankfully. Fucking
warp pollution.
Oh, no. But what's nice is because the way the game is structured, it'll send you to nearby inhabited places with stations. So there's the long-haul delivery missions, which will send you like 400 light years off.
Yeah.
And then there's the local delivery missions, which only have one place to send you.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you can just transport shit back and forth between these two stations, these two spots, like, eternally, and make tons of money that way. Cool. And then when you've made all the money you want, you can fuck off back to society. It's an exploit, but it works.
It does look neat.
Yeah. It's a cool, chill game that I listen to podcasts.
Okay, so did you want to read some emails?
Yeah, let's read some emails, Fuzz. All right, so... Oh, what's this? All inboxes are just like, ah. So, as always, you guys can email us at notcast@foxstuffers.com. You can also send us anonymous asks on our Tumblr. Just go to notcast.com. It redirects there, and you can ask questions anon.
Mm-hmm.
And I will think this one. Let's see. What? Well, no, there was like somebody pointed about.
I just read it. I know what it's about.
I don't see the comment, though.
There isn't one. That's the problem.
Oh. I don't know what that person was trying to say, then.
That they wanted to say something, and you hit view comment, and it doesn't actually show the comment.
Yeah, and so. I don't know, like, what this person was. Since you pointed me out over the two thing, I have to say something more than 140 characters, and there's no comment. So
I think I was referencing, like, people saying, providing certain arguments about two, and I don't know if I was commenting on this guy directly, but like I saw a bunch of people making the same kind of arguments.
Oh.
But I did ask him on, because I think it's a similar username. So I did ask him on Twitter. I was like, hey, I didn't see your comment. If you want to comment, write or send us an email. But he hadn't gotten back to us, so.
Oh,
couldn't have been that important.
This is one of those, like, did we offend this guy? Did we, like, piss him off? He's a Patreon person. Did we lose a patron? I don't know. Guess we'll find out. So, Tumblr, Anon asked a question. Hey, Notcast, it's your long-forgotten friend Tumblr here. I hope you haven't forgotten about updating me and adding a new link to your Discord - your Tumblr page. Thanks, Anonymous. Yes, I need to update the Tumblr. I am bad.
Okay, I'll read this next one. Hey, Notcast. Remember the shit show that was DashCon a couple of years back? Well, here we are again, this time with a gaming convention in Ireland. Look up GamerCon Ireland and experience the spirit of DashCon all over again.
Oh, man. So GamerCon Ireland.
Oh, so you know about this. Okay. I don't have to ask Siri to explain it to me.
So GamerCon Ireland was, quote unquote, the first professional gaming convention in Ireland. They were obviously not the first professional convention in Ireland. Ireland's been having video game conventions as long as anybody else. They're not like the fucking moon or anything. They're Europe. They've got Vigigames and TV and shit, too. They've got anime cons and everything else. They got furry cons, I bet.
No.
No? Okay.
There's not one in Ireland.
There's one in Scotland. One's in
England and Scotland, and then there's parts of Europe.
All right. But anyways, so there have been gaming conventions.
They're like, oh, we've just discovered this thing called video games.
We can play it on our potatoes.
The first potato-powered iPhone.
Anyways, these guys were massively understaffed, massively oversold their tickets, and made a bunch of promises that they couldn't keep.
This sounds very familiar.
I know, right? So this was a
con. And I don't even mean DashCon. I mean like fucking five other cons.
Yeah. They were massively understaffed.
Mm-hmm.
They were not prepared for anything. And the event space that they had only holds like 4,000 people.
Uh-huh.
And they sold like 20,000 tickets.
What?
So literally there, and this was like a family pass was like €100 or something like that, 100 uh-huh. pounds. And
if it's in Ireland proper, it'd be euros. Yeah.
Okay. €100. And
meanwhile, Greece is like 100 euros. We can afford that.
That's lunch for 3 weeks or something.
I don't know.
They love their euros.
Can
out
you
there.
Make a potato gyro?
Yeah. So basically, it was rainy and gross the days that people were stuck outside.
It's Ireland. Of course it rained.
Yeah, and they weren't prepared for that. Their machines weren't, they didn't like pre-update. What?
Wait a minute. How the fuck do you make a con in Ireland and not be prepared for that? That'd be like making a con in Seattle and thinking, boy, I hope it doesn't rain.
Yeah, people were waiting out in the rain for hours. People didn't get in all day. People had come over from all over Ireland for this major event that they said all these people were going to be there.
Mm.
And no, it was a big old shit show because it was ass to ass cheek inside and they only could let a certain amount of people for fire code reasons.
Yeah.
And so basically had to say, oh, yeah, we'll give refunds to everybody who didn't get in, which. And what's bad is, like, again, this is any time a major convention fucks up like this, it reflects poorly on others in their same market.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, well, I mean, for me.
So it was in Dublin, and they had stars of YouTube.
Yeah. Minecrafters and shit, I'm sure.
Wow, I have never heard of any of these folks.
It's YouTube. You probably haven't.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not on YouTube, so. Ali Ah, Dromis FF, who like seems to have like a furry avatar. Uber Danger, Claire Sealbon, Nick Andrew R12 Gaming, Little Kelly, Little Carly, Mindvengers, some Minecraft
yeah.
Avengers. Alan Walsh, AR12 Gaming, Ray Vision. Tom Matthews, both same organization.
I've never heard of any of those people.
Okay.
I mean,
maybe they're big in Ireland?
Yeah, they're probably big in Europe because there are markets and all that. But it's just one of those things that it was a big shit show.
Yeah.
And the organizers just really fucked up hard.
Wow, chaos at gaming event in Dublin as crowd queues for hours before being turned away.
Yup.
Wow. That sucks.
That was, and the reason I knew about it is because obviously I keep up on convention news, like as like a industry kind of thing.
Like shit not to do.
Yeah.
You know, have a convention in a rainy part of the world and not adequately plan for it. Or sell 12,000 tickets to a 4,000 person venue.
Huh.
Oh, is someone going to be giving us some
no.
Jibba jabba? I don't know. Well, it's your turn, right?
Okay, so, anonymous asks a question. In the last podcast, you talked about a guy from Iran in your Discord. He then spoke about how he would get beheaded if anyone found out. That is wrong. In most Islamic countries, the penalty for being gay is public hanging for you and your partner. More likely that you'll be thrown off a building by ISIS, as they are more active in hunting down gays than the government are. You may not like it, but this is how things are. And there's some Arabic at the bottom. Yep. Iran is kind of shit about that. There's... Being gay in a heavily religious part of the world is a shit show. That sucks.
Mm. Yeah. Religion and morality don't mix.
Nope. So, here you go, Fuzz. Here's one.
Okay. Bach. Hey, fellas, intermittent listener here, first-time writer. I discovered your podcast quite recently, and I certainly had a bit of a nostalgia wave tap me on the shoulder regarding a certain project from my past. Also, given at least part of the topic from the episode Saturday 3/18/17, I was left feeling at least quasi-relevant again at the mention of the old Two Cents shows. I was scrolling down to see, I think I recognize that name. Given the mention of the shows... of the show, I assume that you guys listened to at least a few episodes of the show and may recognize an old penguin that used to co-host the thing. Recent events have certainly had my thoughts dwelling on the, quote, good old days, and I figured I'd reach out and say howdy.
Howdy.
I'm also going to be down at TFF. Oops, I guess we're reading this a little late. Due at least in part to your plugging of it, reminding me that it's super close to Northwest Arkansas. I haven't been to a con in ages, and there being a pretty respectable contingent of local furs heading down there, so I'll have to swing by your table and meet whoever's stuck there at the moment. Keep up the good work, and see y'all in Dallas, Auburn, Penguino Supremo. I do kind of recognize that name. I don't...
It's been a really long time since I've listened to any Two Cents.
The hosts I remember are like Jacoby, Nick Fox, and no, Nick Valper, and Jibba. But like, did you get a chance to chat to Jacoby while you were down here? Cause like, I actually had dinner with like a big Narfa group and like, Jacoby was there and, Watts, who is, flew in from the Bay Area. Like, I think he came along with Jacoby and, cause Jacoby's originally from that area.
Yeah.
And, like, he was catching up with all these guys that he hadn't seen in years because he's lived in the Bay for a long time now. And I got to chat with a couple of those guys, and it was fun. Oh, man, the fucking bone-in pork at BJ's is really good.
Yeah.
I had not had it before.
I wanted to meet Jacoby, but I didn't get a chance to do so. I was kind of stuck in my Vigi cave all weekend.
And, like... sometimes you were in the party room and sometimes he was in the party room, but apparently not at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even he wrote the article.
He's written a couple good articles on, like, because he had, like, a lot of personal experience with two, because he was.
And, like, Bob was like, man, I want to meet that dude and shake his hand. And I was like, well, he'll be at the con. And again, he didn't run into us and we didn't run into him because more often than not, we were basically, I was stuck in my Vigi cave.
Yep.
Well, I hope you had a good time at Fiesta Auburn.
Yeah, write back in and let us know if you enjoyed it. In fact, anyone who went to Fiesta, you know, write in and send us a con report. That'd be cool. Okay, so you want to get the last one here?
Yep. Saverin, anonymous asked, have you seen the anime Bungo Stray Dogs? I haven't heard mention of it in your lengthy list of watched series. It's mildly furry since it contains a weird tiger, and there are gay undertones as well. Even Fuzz might enjoy it, as many of the characters are named after famous literary masters. Anyway, just a recommendation if it wasn't on your radar. Regards, Darby. That was an anime that, like, I saw, but I didn't really check out. Like, the reviews were pretty meh, and... I mean, this is obviously, like, early season reviews, and shows can always get better or get worse as the show progresses.
Right.
But I haven't looked at it. I think got a second season, too. But basically, all the characters are based off various famous literary authors, actually.
Oh,
but a lot of them are also Japanese authors. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, references to people that, you know, if you're Japanese and familiar with Japanese literature, you'd know who they are.
Right.
Otherwise, they're just kind of these dudes.
Speaking of getting renewed for a second season, the show I've been watching has gotten renewed for one. Legion. Have you watched Legion at all?
No. Panther and I were looking at that, and it looked kind of neat, but we haven't had a chance to watch it. It is
hella trippy. Like, I think you're probably doing well by waiting on it and maybe, like, watch it, like, in a couple of day sessions or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Ajax and I are watching it as it comes along, and, oh, man, it does keep you watching. You know, now it's all well done, well acted, well written, and everything like that. But early on in the show is like you're trying to kind of get a handle on
what the fuck's
storytelling
going on.
Style. And, you know, there was about five, six episodes in, I was like, this show better start making some fucking sense. You know, I'll keep watching it because I'm enjoying it, but I want some answers. And right around that point, then it started actually, like, delivering and making some other plot turns and stuff like that. But it's really good shit. It's related to the X-Universe. He's a mutant. And the character in the comics is the son of Charles Xavier.
Oh.
They haven't actually named his father in the show. I think that's going to be kind of like an off-screen kind of thing. But as far as I can like, there's a lot of original characters in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Legion himself is a comic character. I believe some of the others might be. But, like, there's a lot of folks, like, I hadn't heard of. Like, the main character that's in one of the other main characters is in it. I looked her up, and I was like, no, she's actually original to the show. But they've all got mutant powers that will be kind of familiar, you know?
Okay.
But, yeah, it's a really good show in the X universe, but not so. It's like, you don't have to see all the fucking movies to.
Yeah,
to
it's get not it. Like you have to have some deep knowledge of that shit to make it pop, make it make some sort of sense.
Yeah. So you can definitely enjoy it in a vacuum.
Have you watched any Iron Fist?
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, I've watched the first two episodes of Panther, and it was kind of like, eh. Like, the main character is kind of a moron.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's really bad at explaining himself.
Uh-huh.
And trying, like, just resorts to punching dudes.
Yeah, I've heard the reviews I've heard are he's kind of a dick and overall meh.
I mean,
it was basically the summation.
I think Panther's watched a little bit further than I have, but like after two episodes, I was like, I don't know. Like, because Daredevil liked that one from the start. And I didn't really think Jessica Jones was so hot, but I really liked Luke Cage.
Mm hmm.
So it's just one of those, I don't know.
Yeah, I almost feel obligated to watch it because Defenders will be coming on after that. And, like, that'll be the whole group of them.
But, I don't know. We'll see.
I'll get around to watching it at some point. You know, I'm not rushing out to. It's weird. Like, I watched Luke Cage, like not long after it dropped. Like, you know, I was so stoked by Jessica Jones that I was like, okay, fuck yeah, Luke Cage, let's do this. And I really enjoyed Luke Cage. But, like, the meh reactions around Iron Fist have kind of, like, cooled any, like, flame I had to go out and watch it immediately. It's one I'll get around to it, but it's not
probably.
Like a, oh, my God. And, you know, maybe because Luke Cage was actually in Jessica Jones, so I already knew the character and parts of his backstory. It was like, okay, cool. We're going to get to know more about him.
Yeah, it's kind of like how the Punisher, he appeared in Daredevil season 2 a bit.
Yeah.
And he's getting his own standalone here later this year, I think.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched all Daredevil. I've only watched like 3 episodes of season 1.
Oh, and
like this whole little MCU Defenders verse, I started with Jessica Jones.
Okay.
So I watched Jessica, Luke, and then I went back and I watched some episodes of Daredevil.
I think it was like, there's also, I saw one that was with Netflix. Was it Blink? No, there was a movie with, oh God, Will Smith.
Uh-huh.
Will Smith, Bright. Yeah, that's the movie. It's called Bright. It's an urban fantasy film that's a Netflix exclusive with Will Smith. And it's like urban fantasy, modern era, but there's like orcs and fairies and shit living in modern times. So like they're just, you know, the main character is Will Smith and an orcish cop. And they're fighting to save the world. And it's like an urban fantasy movie with him as the lead. And like, that looks really cool.
Interesting.
That's coming out. Then there's like the Death Note film, which will be interesting to see how they do that and how they change it around. I mean, Death Note as a series has already gotten like 3 movies in Japan, plus 3 seasons of show, plus like stage musicals and shit. There has been Asian interpretations of this. So
this will be its first big American.
Yeah, I mean the show movie is like, it's a big gateway anime for a lot of people, and it's gotten multiple live action all Japanese cast movies. So it'll be interesting to see how they reimagine. Like, is he? I wonder if they're gonna like reimagine it on a smaller scale, like he's killing off bullies in high school or something, because like as people have pointed out that a self-righteous white kid with a notebook that kills people, killing prisoners in jail. That has some different connotations here in the United States.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't do that. It's like suddenly he's just a sociopathic white dude that's murdering all the blacks in prison. That's a bit of a problem.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think they'll go that route.
Probably not. I don't know. People got really up in arms over it. It's like, we'll see.
Mm.
Because, again, Death Note was one of those series where, like, the back third flies off the rails into the sun.
Oh, great.
Like, it should have ended after the second season wrapped up. Mm. And I joked with Pepper about this, that, yeah, like, what do you mean? Death Note ended at episode 26. And he's like, but no, it went further than that. I'm like, no, have you never seen the anime? No. And I talked to them a bit in DMs, and it was like, yeah, that's after major plot twist. Plot point happens, and then the third season, third back third, like, time skips.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, yeah, and, like, named the volume in which that same event had occurred. And he's like, yeah, I kind of dropped it after that, too. And, like, and now you see why I say that the show ends at 26, because after that it's bad.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, movies. Anime season's wrapping up. I've got, like, 2 or 3 episodes of both Little Witch and Dragon Maid to watch.
Mm.
Because, obviously, I wasn't doing anime this weekend. And the weekend after, this Monday, and then the Monday prior.
Couldn't you have just been sitting there watching Crunchyroll on your iPhone?
If I wanted to burn through my data.
Oh. I have unlimited data.
Panther and I have a 6 gig plan.
Hey, you could have used Wi-Fi in the hotel.
Yeah.
This is probably like staff Wi-Fi. It'll be like, who's using all the Wi-Fi?
Oh, there actually was. No, there actually was somebody like saturating the hotel Wi-Fi.
Was there?
Yeah.
It's probably somebody in their room playing Second Life.
Probably.
At least that's what it was back in the day. This is an old story, but I went to Rocket City Fur Meet. Way back when.
Back when it still existed.
Yeah, this must have been 06 or 07. And, like, they were, it was all one, like, internet system, I guess. But they were trying to take credit card payments for the charity. And they couldn't because there was no bandwidth. And they were like, somebody's playing fucking Second Life in their room. It's like, I don't remember how they knew that. Maybe they could tell by the ports or something like that, but it's like kind of crazy to go all that way and then be like, I'm gonna play Second Life.
Well, like, I actually got onto one of my staffer kids because he brought his laptop on like the second day and was fucking around on it and was playing Second Life, and I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And Second Life is still shit. Like, mm-hmm. No big surprise, it's ancient tech, so it can only look so good. And in current year, I mean, when did Second Life come out? Like 10, 15 years ago, I think it is?
Must have been between 10 and 12, because it was big when I moved here in 05, I think. So, yeah, it's, yeah. I mean, it's got to have advanced technology, right, if it's still around.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just ask Siri, is Second Life still a thing?
Second Life, yes, it is still a thing, unfortunately. But yeah, Dragon Maid wraps up. And what sucks about that show is like, oh, is there going to be a season 2? Maybe in like 5 years. Because it basically gets up to about where the manga is up to now.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have to be a bunch of original stuff they wanted to do a second season. Which would be totally fine. I mean, that's a super adorable anime that I really, really like. But nope, unfortunately not. But hey, the new season starts next week, so there'll be a bunch of new shows that I'll probably be talking about. Because, like, at the start of the season, James and I sit down and we watch, like, 10, 15 shows at once.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, that looks cool, watch it. That looks neat, watch it.
That looks shit, don't watch it.
Yeah, it's like, the shows that we will probably not watch are basically, like, sports anime and occasionally the term in Japanese is isekai, which is like trapped in another world. Basically, it's the average nerd gets teleported to fantasy realm and collects a harem of women and saves the world kind of bullshit. Oh my god,
the worst fucking Mary Sue type.
Yeah, it's that story. Type of shit. And so there's been a number of those, and they're usually not good.
I'm the only human, and all the furry babes want me.
Well, one of the series that we watched a couple of years ago, Gate, was mm-hmm. basically that, where it's, you know, this other dimension opens a magical gate, and like this Roman era, like Roman technological level plus magic opens a gate into modern day Japan. Uh-huh. Japan goes back through and kicks their teeth in. And it's this weirdly nationalist and like pro military Japanese one.
You tell me about
that. But basically, like a number of the soldiers get like furry waifus that from the other world, and it's like, yeah, this is fucking great. Uh-huh. And like Japan comes through and like introduces technology into the world and
kill Nazis and fuck furries.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a thing, you know. Anime is cool. There's lots of good TV. Try not to let the horrible horror of reality destroy your enjoyment of life. You know, it's okay to disconnect from time to time.
Yep, I'll shut down.
Okay, Fuzz. Well,
speaking of that, fuck, I forgot the coolest thing that I did at Furry Fiesta.
Okay.
So Kyle and I recorded an episode of Not Sheathed on Sunday, which, you know, we've done for several years now. It's always a good time. This one had an extra twist. I got to put on a motion capture suit.
Oh, cool.
Carrizo has been doing this series of motion captures at various cons. He's doing panels called Furrywood. He also did one because he does like the voice acting stuff
too. Yes, yes.
And he also did one where like we're going to make a cartoon during the course of this panel. So what he did was he had made an avatar to look like Fuzz. He had already had an avatar made up of Kyle from his FC live on Sheets show. So like Kyle and I had these like hand things, little finger things at all, so I could move like Fuzz had these claws and stuff like that. It was interesting because like there, it was a quick and dirty measuring kind of thing. But like if you have more time, you can actually like measure the proper distance from like your hip to your foot and stuff, and actually have the avatars sized a lot more like you. So some parts where I'm using like my avatar's arms were really long compared to mine. So if I would drink water, right?
You're like
smashing. And my avatar would be putting it like over his shoulder. So I would like try to like face palm and it would be like over here. And I'm like leaning over and I'm trying to like pet Kyle's avatar on the head. But like it was really cool. And of course, I don't know how good of a podcast experience it is because like the first half hour, if not more, is us. Like, oh, look, I'm moving around. Kyle less so, because he'd done it before. And I thought, I'm going to be an adult, but no, I'm not. I'm going to be like, look at Fuzzle's paws, they're moving. So that was cool. Hopefully I can get some of that footage or something, maybe put that out there.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it was really kind of cool. That was a good time.
That is cool. Yeah, and again, I missed out on seeing like everything at the con because I'm there. So maybe I'll see some stuff at FWA.
Yeah, something I had actually mentioned to Carrizo was that when we were getting that set up and I'm putting all these different straps and sensors on me, and I was like, God, I love this fandom. I mean, how many people actually get a chance to be motion captured and have like a internet avatar made of them that moves around with them like that, you know? And it just, I don't know. I've had so many like unique, weird, interesting experiences because of this community. And it was just really cool to be a part of. So anyway, yeah, hopefully you can escape from the table for a little while at FWA and you can go see some shit.
Okay. I was just like, I had a message pop up, and I'm like, wait, who the fuck is this, and what? Oh, okay, it was from a DM on another account, but it was just like, oh, what the hell?
So did Twitter finally do that thing where they don't count at names in replies?
Yes.
Because someone just posted that screen capture.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's just like, I'm going to @reply everybody that follows me.
Yeah, it's like include the names of every person on my list, and I'm just going to say penis.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't stop me. Yeah. Like, Twitter, what the fuck are you doing? It is truly a nightmare. There was this funny, this, you know, the 4 or 5 stage meme where it's like little brain, glowing, mega glowy brain, like,
an
ascension. It's like not tweeting at all, little brain. Tweeting professional and private aid, professional and personal accounts. Also having 2 increasingly specific layers of AD, and like the enlightened ascension one is not tweeting at all. It's like, perhaps you should just not do this.
Right.
Yeah, social media is a fucking nightmare. Let us know what you think on social media at Notcast. Oh, God. So, at this point, we're past an hour and also nearly past 10 o'clock.
I think we got a late start.
This week. My computer, like, we got a late start on food, and then we got a late start because my computer had, like, an update.
I thought it was only Windows 10 that did that. Why did your Mac do that?
It needed an update. Yeah, there was this security fixes kind of shit.
I couldn't have needed it that badly. God.
It only delayed us like 10 minutes.
Whatever. It's 10 minutes I could have been sleeping.
Instead.
Or fucking.
Well, I'm sure you can go home and ask Tyrion about that.
Hand me that Judy plush.
Aw. That's my Judy plush.
Oh, okay.
I don't share.
She wasn't designed to stand by herself, but she does now.
No, Fuzz, bad.
What is she stuffed with? You don't want to know.
What is she stuffed with? Come. No. No. That, my plush is perfectly fine.
She is pure and innocent.
Yes. The pure bun foo.
Yes.
Do not elude the Jude.
I would not actually fuck your Judy plush.
Well, that's good to know. I didn't think you would.
I have my own. No, kidding. Kidding.
Oh, so that's what you was like. You got yourself one of the bad dragon ones.
No, I mean, that I wouldn't say no to. Bunny butt. That's actually made for fucking.
Yeah. All right, so let's wrap this shit up. As always, you can find me on Twitter at SevenDrake. You can find me on YouTube, justfox.com. Mm. I've got my new PC so I can go back to streaming again. Yay. And watch my Night in the Woods shit. It's fun. It's a neat game. And my playthrough is, like, I missed a lot of stuff apparently, but I still had fun.
You played the whole game and they're like, you're like 29% through. And it's like, what?
Yeah, I only got 29% of the achievements because...
I do want to see the knife fight.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a knife fight. And it's not that they're mad at each other. Apparently May and Greg just decide to stab each other with knives.
Oh.
To see who could, like, stab the best or something.
Crimes.
Crimes, yes.
All right.
I don't know. I'm Fuzzwolf on Twitter, and I own For Planet and Bad Dog Books, both on Twitter at those names, both at the .coms on those names.
Cool.
So, yeah.
All right, well, we're going to wrap that up. Don't forget to like and subscribe, all that fun stuff, lol. We have Patreon also if you want to help support the show, patreon.com/notcast. Buck an episode helps us out. Every little bit helps. And next cons will be at, I'll be at FWA, and you will be at AnthroCon, right?
HavenCon.
Oh, HavenCon, yeah, that's next. I'll be there, too.
Yep.
So, yeah. Huh.
So, yeah, HavenCon in Austin, Texas. Is a LGBT gay gaming and geek convention.
Yep.
I will be there. Saverin will be there. Our sales woozle will be there. Lots of other people will be there, including guests Claudia Christian, who most people know from Babylon 5, played Lieutenant Ivanova, and Denise Crosby, who played Lieutenant Tashigar on Star Trek Next Generation.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool. If you're in the area, consider checking it out.
Yeah, it's in Austin, Texas. Bit of a drive, but not that far.
Well, I mean, by the area, I mean, like, Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's only a 3-hour drive for us. That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's one of those things that for us, 3 hours, whatever, no big deal.
Yeah, is that a skewed sense of space?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like...
Well, I mean, you know what's funny is that if someone lives 30 minutes away from me... across the Metroplex, I will never see them because they live too fucking far away. But when it comes to a road trip, I'm like, 3 hours, that's barely a road trip. I guess I have, like, a very convention-centric brain. Yep. Oh, God. 20 hours to Anthrocon. I don't know. Looking forward to doing that again. Anyway.
All right.
On that note.
Good night.
And don't crust up, Judy.